Log Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
Mr. Biscardi. Introducing to you, Mr. Biscardi. Can't. I have to leave this on in order to hear it. That's it. What? Well, that's trippy. What'd you eat for dinner?
Chicken fettuccine and Alfredo sauce. Piece of bottle's chicken. It's already cooked. It's on the oven.
All right, Tom. It kind of just stopped. So I guess that's what it does.
Yeah. What happened though, when you did the intro last week, we could hear the intro, but tonight we didn't.
Oh.
Right after the intro, I come on.
Oh. Well, I don't know why you couldn't. I could hear the intro, but...
Okay, but none of us could.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are we alone, you and I, right now?
Well, Warren's here.
No, Warren's okay. I got a call this afternoon from a Kevin Adler. I want you to take this down. Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, at Absolute, like the vodka, A-B-S-O-L-U-T-E, Partners, Inc.com.
Okay.
All right. He called me. He's raising me $500,000 right now.
Beautiful.
Okay. He says he'll have it within inside of 3 weeks, no problem. He wants a part of what we're doing right now so badly. It's crazy as hell. Okay. So between the new podcast live, Kimberly, live, which I'm going to have you on the show, because everybody's going to be getting a paycheck now, because we have to pay, people are going to pay to advertise.
Oh, nice.
Like Robin Givens, and I'm going to be the rock, the Howard Stern, and then Rocky will be the guy that, pushes the buttons to make the noise.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you click on this, Kevin, at Absolute Partners?
Not yet, but I will. Absolute consulting firm. Absolute Partners. I like their, looks like a really cool looking skyscraper.
Yeah, it looks like Twin Towers, don't it?
Yeah.
That raised millions and millions of dollars for all big projects and stuff. He met me in 2004 in Vegas. In Vegas. He calls me up today and he says, Tom Ascari, he says, how are you doing? And I told him. And he says, man, I met somebody that's charged up about you. And he says, what new project you got going, because I think I can get you $500,000 within 3 weeks.
Nice.
Okay. So he just raised $3 million for another project. I mean, he's a little sneaky, gets 20%, but who gives a shit? It's money. It's real.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, he's supposed to call me within 48 hours. The book is going... okay, Mark and Dino are having a little, you know, they're butting heads right now. But this is what we got to go through on the negotiations. But the podcast thing, as far as I'm concerned, Rogers told me today that that's pretty much well done. And a guy named Tom Waite, W-A-I-T-E, out of Texas, is going to be streaming this thing live, selling advertising, and it's not just going to go here, it's going to go all over the world.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's huge. Okay.
Okay.
So that tomorrow I'm leaving to go meet Pegram. You know who he is.
Pegram.
Yeah, Michael Pegram. You might want to Google it. Who's Michael Pegram? The guy is just, he owns the majority of all 65 casinos. Bought Caesars and El Dorado, all in one casino and all that shit. So I'm having dinner with him on Saturday. I'm having also dinner Friday night with Candy Green, Jonathan, and Sisolak, the governor. He's asked me if I could help them do a fundraiser for him. I don't know if I told you about this.
The what if with the $5,000 for a budget?
Oh, yeah, I told you that. Yeah. I told him I don't do nothing for less than $5,000. He wanted to know if I could supply the entertainment. Now he wants me to help him with the fundraiser and use my hotel.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, the whole problem of it is when you're out of circulation, nobody really knows anything because they think you're retired.
Right. I understand.
Oh, here's Michael E. Pegram.
Is it co-founder of Spot Communications?
Oh, yeah, that shit.
Here, net worth. Says, I'm waiting for to populate. $744,000 as of 2021. He owns El Dorado Resort stock worth $191,000. IRE stock over $500,000. Another $500,000 on some kind of sec trade. El Dorado Resorts, though, it talks about that. Largest trade Michael's ever made was buying 25,000 units of El Dorado Resort stock on 7th of November 2014, worth $106,000 on average. Michael trades 6,152 units every day since 2014. So he's a stock trader.
No, he owned 125. How he made this money? He owned 125
Oh. Wow.
He turned over those to his brother, and he bought a couple of casinos. Now he is, I think it's 51% ownership of 67 casinos around the country.
Hmm.
He's a smart dude. He's a smart dude.
Okay? Must be to be making that kind of money.
Gary Carano, he's the chairman of the board of Caesars Entertainment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Guy from El Dorado. His dad and I were very close, okay? And all of that shit is blown out the water now. Let's see what Carano's net worth is. I'm seeing it here. Let's see. Hold on. It's showing here $22,875,000, which is nothing. No, oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. Your estimate net worth of Gary Carano is at least $31 million as of 28th of January, just recently, 2022. So, but that's all. Stuff for the taxes and the stuff under the table is just fucking outrageous, man. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, what I'm going to do, Kimberly, is I'm going to go back to my roots, you know, hobnob, bend elbows with the rich and famous like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them, hey, I'm still fucking alive. And let's do something. And the first step is going on now, between yesterday, today, tomorrow, for the rest of this week.
Okay.
So, trust me, I told you, you'll be a part of what I'm doing. And my word is my bond, as you know.
Okay, I'm going to have to say goodnight. I have to go to the doctor tomorrow, to the dentist.
See.
Well, something's going on with my ear, but I think it's a, I think it's an infection in my jaw.
Honey, I'm sorry to hear that. Let me know what's going on, okay, please?
All right, I'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
Say hello to Warren for us, please.
Okay, will do. You take care. Good night.
How's Jenny doing?
She's good. She's really good. Let's go to the bathroom.